Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hello, everybody. This is Dove Knight. I'm doing another podcast. I enjoy doing podcasts like I enjoy doing my first love, which is music. It was part of my Hollywood dreams. I'll get to that in a moment. Well, before I get to about my Hollywood dreams, my songs that I made, the release on the seven albums, were talking about the adversity I had as an artist, as a person, you know, overcoming obstacles, you know, the marginalization that I experienced, and the belief that I can overcome to make my dreams in life become a reality, you know, become a success. And, you know, my songs are universal because I know that when I write a song, a rock song like Unique, there's a lot of people who feel that way. Or if I write a song about Outkast, or I write a pop dance song like I Really Want to Be With You, lots of people, regardless of where they come from, can relate to that. What I'm trying to say is my songs are universal for everybody, universal, meaning that people of all walks of life, no matter where you come from, that's what the song is made for. So I want to get that straight. It should not be made, if I write a rock song, it's for people of all walks of life. It's not just for a rock audience. If I make a pop song or release the pop songs that I've done, it's not just for a pop audience. It's for everybody, regardless of where you come from, no matter what your background is. That's the point of making music, to be released to the public. About tolerance. As I write music, that I hope to convey to the whole world, regardless of where you come from, I also want to convey about tolerance. I have to be open. I want to let everybody know I'm a very progressive, open-minded, liberal person. Means I believe that everybody on this planet should have a right to be and live the way you want. I do not believe in any type of intolerance. I'm very, very open. I have said this on podcasts many times before. What I'm not open about is criminal behavior or evil behavior, because I experienced it with people who, you know, were crazies who try to hinder me or my progress in life as a musician, as a aspiring artist, or intellectual, and so on. That's not what I'm on this planet for. I know some people think that because I'm on podcasts, they have a right to come over or whatever. That's not the case, you know. So when it comes to criminal behavior or evil behavior or bigotry or something, I do not tolerate that. I do not tolerate any type of bigotry, okay? I do not tolerate any type of you know, homophobia or sexism. I do not tolerate racism. I do not tolerate transphobia. I do not tolerate any kind of evil behavior, you know? Those are examples. Anti-Semitism is wrong. People of all types, we're all races, colors, creeds, as I said before, should be respected. However, as I said before about tolerance, there's a limit. No matter where you come from, it's no excuse to commit crimes against me or anybody else. Because evil can come into all colors and creeds and religions. It doesn't, no matter where, what walks of life, and we need to keep away from evil people. While love is the most important tool on this planet, it comes in all colors and creeds. It does not, love does not see color. What I'm trying to say, love does not see color. We are all the same. But unfortunately, evil does not see color either. It comes in all forms. I hang out with the good people or people who want to listen to my podcast. I hope you keep an open mind. And I want to say the way I talk, I hope no one misunderstands what I say. Because I'm just a podcaster, okay? Podcasts are for me to communicate to the world. It's a form of art, but my real love and what I consider myself an expert of art is a musician writing and singing and playing songs. But I also act and do other things. If you have any questions about my podcast, please let me know because I try to be open. I try to be open to everyone. Now, my Hollywood dreams has been, that's the next topic, has been, I always talk about it. I've written about it and I sang it. It's released to the public like 4 months ago. Here it is. True, it's been out, so I hope you enjoy it. I hope you do. It's out to buy. It's a single. As far as musical ambitions, perhaps I might be releasing another album with that song soon. I don't know when. Yeah, probably. I'll let you know probably in a month. And there is concerns about hate crimes in LA because as a podcaster, I'm an artist also. It's a tool to express myself. There's no excuse for hate crimes. I know that a certain group, somebody who looks who has white or dark skin, who's committing robberies constantly, that is wrong. And I want to say that while you see a dark person, a black person, or whatever, committing crimes in West Hollywood or wherever, that is wrong. Those people who commit crimes who are dark skinned, you know, that is wrong. They should be arrested. They should not. There's no excuse. All of them should be arrested. That's evil. What I'm trying to say is that there are a lot of people like me who have dark skin who do not commit crimes. So please stop the hate crimes, and that includes intolerance toward Jews, intolerance toward any group. It should not be tolerated. LA is known for its open-mindedness. That's why I came here. It's like it's not just for to make your dreams happen in Hollywood, but it's also a place where people of all types to be accepted. It's very open, you know, compared to other parts of the country, especially right now. So it should not be any type of homophobia or racism or anti-Semitism, sexism, etc. It really shouldn't. But, you know, if a certain group of guys commit crimes, those particular group of people are bad. Don't put it on the whole race or religion or gender. You know, you can't do that. Or lifestyle, you know. People who are idiots and dangerous don't have the capacity to understand that. Racists or homophobes or anti-Semitic people are ignorant in that department. They think the whole race, the whole group is bad. That is false, and that's a wrong assumption. That's ignorance. And ignorant people who act out on their beliefs should not be tolerated. The truth is, there is good and bad in every person, in every form, and that's what people should realize. Basic common sense. So, you know, there's good and bad in every race, color, creed, or whatever. The bad people should be addressed by going to jail, going to prison, etc. But the good, there are good people of every race, color, creed, sexual orientation, religion. Okay? I mean, anti-Semitism is absurd. It is wrong. I mean, L.A. is supposed to be a place for open-mindedness. This is art. This is an art capital, one of the art capitals, besides New York, Nashville. I mean, it should be a place where people should be able to live and not be subjected to any type of intolerance. Unfortunately, it still happens in the society, and it has to be addressed. It always has to be addressed that no type of bigotry should be tolerated. It is wrong, period. So when someone look at my skin color, look at my height because I'm tall, I hope they don't look at me as comparing me to somebody who's look like me, who's a criminal. I think that's wrong. Or if they feel in fear, that is wrong. You have to look at the person's personality. Every person is different from one another. You can't judge a book based on their color of skin or its cover. You have to judge them by its character. That's all I need. What I'm trying to say that there are white criminals, white, black criminals, Latin criminals, Asian criminals, etc. Yes, they should be put in jail. They should be kept in check by the police, the law. But there are also white and black and Latino and Asian people who do not commit crimes. There are Jewish people who are very good. Unfortunately, there are a few who commit crimes. What I'm trying to say is most people, regardless of race, religion, creed, or color, are not criminals. So you should not, so a few bad apples should not be compared to a whole race, creed, religion, okay? Or lifestyle, okay? Anti-Semitism is wrong. People are beautiful. White people are beautiful. Black people are beautiful, etc., etc. All human beings are beautiful. We just have a few bad apples. It should be no excuse to accelerate hate crimes, especially in L.A. Hatred is wrong in all departments. I do not condone any type of hatred, and I do not believe in any kind of a political system or anything that condones it, because it's ignorant and it's wrong. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.